the word moist. It's not a favorite for a lot of people, and yet chocolate cake, moist is a virtue. It's when moist is used in the midst of a pandemic that things get really tricky. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently tripped over the word when he was talking about the importance of wearing a mask to protect others.
Because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them. Oh, what a terrible image.
Hard to disagree, Mr. Prime Minister. A terrible image and a terrible word, especially as an adverb. Moist is actually regularly voted as one of the most hated words in the English language. Check out this video from Tech Insider.
Moist is part of a phenomenon known as word aversion. It refers to words with an inoffensive meaning, yet when you hear them, like crevice and phlegm, they have the unique power to disgust people.
Sometimes, though, it's good to have a word that really helps imagine the problem. For example, a principal in New Zealand wants kids there to be careful.
When you're feeling sick, you got to stay at home and stay out of my moist breath zone.
Yeah, moist breath zone. I get that. Principal Shirley Serban composed that 3-minute song as a health and safety message, encouraging kids to wash their hands and cough into their elbows. But the song also warns, if kids can smell the tuna bake their friends had for tea last night, you're too close. Tuna in the moist breath zone. Double ooh.
If I smell your breath, I will go sit on my own.
Great advice for all of us. You can watch the moist breath video on our Twitter feed. We're at The World. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio in Boston at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. We'll see you tomorrow.
My moist breath zone.